very good morning. Welcome to Southside Broadcasting, Channel 1 for Hospedia, as far as the James Cook University Hospital is concerned, and also southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. And it's time after, well, far, far, far too long, in fact, the first time in 2015, to welcome back to the studio the full-time team leader for the hospital chaplaincy team. That would be the Reverend Marie Edwards. Marie, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much indeed. Morning.
Excellent. I can't believe we're in Lent. What happened to the start of the year?
Very quick this year, because Easter's quite early, so...
Wow, scooting along from that point of view. And it's your first Lent as team leader of the chaplaincy team?
It will be, yes, that's correct, yeah.
Previous years, Malcolm Masterman and really set a standard, which I thought was interesting, because he introduced me to something which I thought was quite fascinating. He said, don't give something up for Lent, do something positive.
Yes.
And I think you're taking that on board, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the problem with giving things up that we enjoy, it just makes us miserable. So then we spend the entire length of time in Lent being miserable rather than reflective and positive about what we can do to change, what we can change in our lives and things. So,
Very true. I mean, the students I work with at the University of Lincoln, it's a case of, they'd like to give up essay writing for Lent, but no, it's not going to happen.
Oh, that wouldn't make me miserable. No, I could give that up. Yeah, that would be all right.
It's positive stuff. And looking at some of the kind of key formats of that, it can be a small thing. I mean, the whole purpose of that, I mean, if people are listening to this and are thinking, what's this all about? I mean, surely it's just a preparation to go out on a chocolate binge at Easter, isn't it?
Yes, save all your Easter eggs
I mean, from your own perspective, obviously from the Christian line of things, this is a really important time, and it's important as human beings that we also take the time to sometimes, not necessarily do the 40 days in the desert, but to actually reflect on what we're doing, who we are,
absolutely,
and what it's all about.
Yes, yeah, I think the most important thing is to look at ourselves as people and think about where we're going in our life and what direction we're taking and what's important to us. And I think if we can spend the time reflecting on that and just take time out from whatever busy schedules we've got, because everybody's days just get busier and busier, and that'll help us just sort of look at the direction that we're going in and whether or not there are things that we need to change. And sometimes it might just be a small thing, but sometimes it can be major decisions that people have to make, and it's important to think about things like that before you rush headlong into changing anything at all.
From the Department of Theology, I'm always quite fascinated by the fact that, because for a long time, I don't know why, I always thought, well, that's 40 days, fine, well, let's go through that. But apparently, Sundays don't count.
They don't.
Why is that then?
Oh, gosh, I knew you were going to ask me that. Well, we're in church and we're sort of reflecting all automatically on a Sunday and things when we're visiting church and things like that. So,
and also celebrating the resurrection, really. You can't
celebrate the resurrection
at the same time, sort of saying it's all.
No,
it's all to do with time. You need to sort of work on the cosmological side of things from that point of view. About to make her debut in the studio, actually. And I think I know it's chaplaincy thoughts, but I know, Marie, you're always welcoming of new folk and very
old
folk in every sense of the word.
Yeah.
We have a fine soul, a student from the University of Teesside, no less, Jordan Boyd. How are you, Jordan?
I'm good, thank you. Good morning.
So, Jordan, what are your thoughts on Lent? Do you sort of think, well, I'll just have to wait until the chocolate sort of comes around, or we'll take something completely different?
Kind of. I always try to give up chocolate, but it lasts about a week. It's the temptation.
So, how's it been going so far then? I mean, has it
not all that good.
Well, you can always start again, can't you, Mara?
You can, that's exactly right. Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, definitely.
As obviously we sort of head through this, as I say, Easter will be upon us before we know where we are. Any particular sort of highlights you'd like to flag up with respect to things that the James Cook University Hospital will be getting involved with?
Lent and Easter and things. We'll obviously, we usually have some quiet time in the chapel on the Good Friday and things like that, obviously. And we'll do a service in the chapel on Easter Sunday for anybody who wants to come along. We've got our meditations twice a week that we do now over at the Holistic Trinity Centre, which are ideal really for anybody who does want to just take that time out and reflect and sort of try and get some perspective.
And I know it's going to be a cliche that possibly people who might be listening to this are going through their own particular calvaries and trials and tribulations, etc. But it is important, I think, to remember at the heart of the message, perhaps, is that people are not alone.
Absolutely. I mean, the chaplaincy team is out and about all day, every day on the wards and things. And we know patience and time out is sometimes forced upon people when they've got to come into hospital for long periods of time. Mm. So we're there, obviously, to just walk alongside people in that if they want us to be.
Yeah. profound stuff in every sense of the word. A quick reminder, of course, that, as you said, the chaplaincy itself, the Chapel of the Good Samaritan, it's right next door to us in terms of James Cook University Hospital Radio, or at least Southside Broadcasting, shall we say. I changed the name of the station there without thinking. Unbelievable. It's very confusing. At least I haven't said Siren FM. Well, I have now, but still, that's another station, another place. But clearly that's always open as well if people just want a few moments to reflect on the stresses and strains and challenges that, even if they're not going through themselves, then they know people who are, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, the chapel's open 24 hours a day. We've also got a Muslim prayer room next door to that as well. So anybody's welcome to come along and use those rooms just to be able to take that time out and either think for themselves or think for other people that they might have that are in the hospital as patients and things. And there's always somebody about if they want to have a chat and things. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, again, with multi-faiths and so on and so forth, of course, there's also the Islamic prayer room as well, which is pretty much adjacent as well for that point of view. So it's great.
Right, yeah.
Thankfully, no fatwa, which is always very good.
This is true.
It's very important. I don't think I'd use that in any particular phrase, but thank you. Marie, it's been a pleasure as ever. Tragically, you're not able to stick around for the Book of the Month.
I'm not this morning, no, unfortunately.
And the next scheduled Book of the Month, you're probably going to be in Leeds.
I'm in Leeds that day,
But you will be back for more chaplaincy thoughts before we know where we are, no doubt.
No doubt.
Probably during Holy Week, I would have thought.
I should have thought a good time to come in.
Taylor Swift, fresh from her time in the O2 Arena. Yes, she got an award. Finally. But not quite as finally as Paloma Faith. Then again, her speech wasn't as long. In the studio, you may have actually heard earlier, we have a newbie because we have a fine soul from the University of Teesside, and that would be young Jordan. Jordan, you've now spent a few moments in the whole routine. You've already had a mix and a change of co-presenter because Reverend Marie Edwards has actually left the studio and preparing for another fantastic Book of the Month. We have the fabulous Jenny Finch. How are you, Jenny?
I'm fine, thank you, Alex.
Excellent. We're holding fire because we might be joined by Rom Nichols in a few moments, so we thought we'd give it every chance to actually work through that. But, Jordan, tell us a bit more about yourself. I mean, you know, you've said you're doing multimedia at the University of Teesside. You're from the Teesside area originally. Give us the little life story. You know, Jordan in a mini biography form. What sort of things have you done? What are your interests?
The interest of journalism and media started from school when I did the GCSE. Going up into A-level and now into a degree, realising that broadcast journalism is more for me rather than print.
Okay. And looking at the whole broadcast thing, I mean, obviously Teesside doing some great stuff there, computing, they're excellent for that perspective, etc. Why Teesside as opposed to another university?
That's a very good question. We went through the process of going up and down from uni to uni.
Did you visit Lincoln?
I didn't, unfortunately.
There we are. It's all right. Other universities are available. I just thought I'd bullet out there. Your chance will come, Jordan. Don't worry.
The reason for uni was the fact it's a media-based university. Mm-hmm. The pass rates, closer to home when you work out the price to go away. It's just...
Is that, I mean, on a very serious note, is that something which, as somebody who's going into higher education, presumably parents obviously, you know, footing the bill and looking at all sorts of other areas within that, is that something which was very much at the heart of the whole thing, i.e. cost?
It was, most definitely, yes. Yeah. It was deciding whether it was worth to pay the money to go and stay in halls than...
Yeah.
When I had to be home paying for my car.
Sure.
Yeah.
So because, of course, you do drive, which is actually not unusual for level one students actually do that, but it's a rare sort of thing because most sort of people don't take their driving tests until like second, third year or thereabouts.
Yeah.
So clearly that's a case of it's useful on the one hand because you've got that sort of added flexibility, but on the other hand, it is a cost.
Yeah, it takes the money right out your purse.
Well, quite literally.
Yeah.
I noticed the fuel prices again beginning to sneak up from that point of view.
Yeah.
So, you are more or less halfway through the second semester at Teesside. Are you semesters or terms?
Terms.
You're on terms. That's all right, because we were semesters a few years ago. But yes. So halfway through your second term of the level one, first year at the University of Teesside, almost heading towards level two. What's it been like? What has your experience been?
It's been great, to be honest. The first year is a bit of everything. So I've been through news reporting, visiting courts, print, broadcast, been involved in loads of different boot camps.
And do you do shorthand?
that comes in second year.
Hey, NCTJ, shorthand, yeah. That shorthand. And it's an interesting line. I know many students have actually sort of been weeping across the whole sort of routine about shorthanded and so on. But you might sort of think, well, why, when we've got all this recording material, do we still actually need to do shorthand? Jenny, I mean, are you familiar with the shorthand in terms of the rationale and why it's used?
I can see why it's used. Mm. I do some journalism for
Darlington and Stockton Times. Yep.
And I can scribble very fast and just about decipher my scribble, but it would be extremely helpful to be able to do shorthand. You can't rely on being able to get your little recorder in the right place. Mm. And there is nothing like being able to write down your own impressions and your own little notes as well. And you can't stop in the middle of recording something to mutter into your microphone. You get thrown out for good reason. Shorthand is good, and I wish I could do it, but I'm too old.
Never. But it is interesting, because I've always done most of my interviews via audio packages and looking at that, and there's always been that notion of, yes, notes are around and worthwhile. In fact, one would transcribe from the actual piece that you recorded. Legally, of course, it's still acceptable in court, so if you do actually sort of have notes and things that work through, you can work through that. Best bit of the course so far?
The radio boot camp, definitely.
Radio boot camp?
Yeah, we had the chance to go into Middlesbrough Town Centre, interview people, and then obviously going back to the uni and doing it on the editing programme.
Did you have to do lots of push-ups as well, in terms of the whole thing? Because, you know, the notion of radio boot camp, you have to be sort of fairly physically fit as well.
Not quite.
No, right. Okay, and did people talk to you quite happily? Did you manage to get people to talk?
Mostly, yes. We had a few pushbacks with people.
Can't believe people would say, no, we don't want it. So what was the topic? What were you trying to get a Vox Pop on?
The topic was, it was something at random. It was something going on in the... It was the snow.
The snow?
Yes, it was.
Right.
It was the upcoming snow, the blizzards.
The weather bomb.
Yeah, we talked to people about transport. Is it effective to them? So that kind of just got gathered thoughts on it kind of thing.
Okay. Rob Nichols still has not entered the building, as far as we're aware, which means we might have a little musical break before we will have to go into the excitement of the Book of the Month, Jenny, because you can't hold people back much longer, and it is, of course, Before I Go to Sleep by S.J. Watson. But a little final question for yourself, Jordan. Take That or Black Eyed Peas?
It's got to be Take That.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, man.
We've come so far.